The road of life isn't always smooth. In fact, it's positively full of bumps, hazards, twists, and turns. But you don't have to let those pitfalls derail your vessel and send you off course. In this track, you'll learn how to treat your mind and body like a well-built car by caring for it, maintaining it, and filling it with the right fuel. You'll ensure your life vehicle is designed to withstand any obstacle in the road ahead.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And I wonder if you can go all in on doing absolutely nothing now. Deep breath in. And a relaxing breath out. Perfect. And I never really know what level of experience clients are capable of giving their vehicle, their body. And I don't know if you'll relax into the contours of the chair. Feel the backs of your legs supported by the chair, supporting you to go deeper into this experience. And I wonder if you can tune in to your chest expanding, relaxing, your breath rising, and falling. As you go deeper into existence, and while you're here, dominating your vehicle into inactivity, I don't know if it feels like your body is like driving an Aston Martin 177 or a Mercedes Maybach GLS 600. Or if it feels more like a hard shifting vehicle that refuses to move, but while you're here, you might as well let your shoulders relax and contemplate upgrading your vehicle. And I don't know if you're aware of the sounds of your breath. Your eyes resting. The light sounds in the distance. As you move soundly into this experience. And there are so many vehicles. Vehicles of thought, emotions, vehicles of the future. And some believe the vehicles of the sky will be made of water with a plastic membrane. Or others look to vehicles of the earth, like Tesla. But you and I both know you've chosen a vehicle that can move you to where you need to go. Now, I don't know the last time you got to leave the world's baloney out there to spend some quality time here. Thank you for being here. You make the world a better place. And there can be so many roads, highways, thoroughfares, roads that make you feel like a road trip. Roads that you prefer to avoid. Signs that are useful or not so useful. The many bends, ups and downs. Detours you didn't mean to take. Potholes. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced a great road trip. When life becomes a journey, only to discover a crack in your windscreen because some truck drove past you and a rock escaped the mud flap. Or a great beach holiday, but your towel and bathers don't dry, and the windows get foggy. Or maybe it's a rental car, when you can't find the high beam lights, where it takes a while to adjust the car's temperature to get everything just right. Just perfect. The right distance of the chair to the brake, accelerator, the hum of the engine, the rhythm of the road. And as Bill Bryson might say in his book, The Short History of Nearly Everything, welcome and congratulations. I'm delighted you could make it. Getting here wasn't easy. And maybe a little tougher than you realize. And as you're here existing, in existence, maybe you already know, for the last 3.8 billion years, every one of your ancestors has been attractive enough to mate, healthy enough to reproduce. None of them have been squashed, starved or wounded, or deflected from life's quest to have the right partner at the right moment to make you from being nothing at all to being something. That's how special you are. And you've slowed down your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, without me asking that of you. And in the past, you've been feeling depressed, down and out, or something else. But anyone in your situation would completely understand. The good news is, it's got nothing to do with you. And in a moment, I'm going to share with you a few stories. And at first, you might be thinking, why am I sharing with you these stories? But your subconscious mind will be listening and do something wonderful for you a little later on. And I really don't know if you've ever experienced a time when things were going smoothly. You were in love with life. No bumps in the road. Life was beautiful. And if you can't think of a time, just make one up. Perfect. And it reminds me of Martin Seligman sharing a story of when a large retail firm fired half of the accountant. And two of the fired accountants, understandably, both became depressed over their firing. Both couldn't stand the idea of looking for another job for several months. They both avoided doing their income tax or anything else that reminded them of accounting. One of them was still a loving, active wife. Normal social life, exercise. But the other fell apart. Ignored his wife, baby. He wouldn't go to parties. He didn't laugh at jokes anymore. He got a cold that lasted all of winter. And he gave up jogging. And it reminds me of Casey, who was on a strict diet for 2 weeks. And one night after she goes to work, she goes out for drinks with friends, and someone from her work orders chicken wings and nachos. And the voice in her head starts, "Way to go, Katie. You sure blew your diet." I'm so unbelievably weak. I can't even go to a bar without making a total glutton of myself. They must think I'm such a fool. Now I might as well eat the cake in the freezer. Katie eats the entire cake, and her diet begins to unravel. And it reminds me of Michael Yapko's interview the other day, when he was talking about young Johnny, who comes home and tells his parents Freddie didn't want to play with him in the playground at school today because he doesn't like him. And at that point, it's critical for the parents, in order to prevent negative expectancy, to ask Johnny, what else could it mean? Is it possible that Freddie didn't want to play with you today? Because he thought you were playing with someone else? Is it possible that Freddie had a tummy ache and didn't want to play with anyone? Or is it possible that Freddie was waiting for you to ask him to play with you? Or is it possible that Freddie was in trouble from the teachers and wasn't allowed to play in the playground today? And just like Katie, who decided to eat the entire chocolate cake, I wonder what else she could have said to herself. Like, actually, 2 weeks was a fabulous effort. At least I know how to mentally prepare if my friends buy chicken wings and nachos again. Or slow down, Katie. First of all, I didn't make a total glutton out of myself at the bar. I had 2 light beers and a couple of chicken wings, a tiny bit of nachos. Just letting my diet slip a bit doesn't mean I'm weak. Think of how strong I am for sticking to it for 2 weeks. No one thinks I'm a fool. I doubt if anyone was keeping tabs on what I was eating. A few people said I look slimmer. It makes no sense to give up on my diet. And it reminds me there were once 3 engineers driving down a highway when their car broke down. The mechanical engineer said, "It's the carburetor. I can fix that." The second engineer said, "It's the battery cable. I can fix that." And the third guy was a software engineer for Microsoft. And he said, "Why don't you just get out and get back into the car?" And someone wise, like the former CEO of Citigroup, the financial services company, once said, "I would compartmentalize the industry for the same reason you would compartmentalize in ships. You have a leak. The leak doesn't spread and sink the whole vessel." And as you already know, Your car has a frame, engine, transmission system, front and rear axle, steering system, suspension system, wheels, tires, brake. But you are made of different parts. There's the fun, recreational side of you, the physical environment, career, finances, health, family and friends, romance, personal growth, and I really never know what sort of person you would need to be to engineer your life. Maybe you wouldn't want a doctor to say, okay, let's shut down all your organs and start them back up again. And I don't know if you might want to approach your career or finances like that, or the car you drive. But I wonder if you were to take yourself to refuel your car now, the maintenance, the finer details of care. If it would feel different. And I don't know if that old version of you somehow feels more distant, detached, or something else. But as a wise man once said, if my ship sails from sight, it doesn't mean my journey ends. It simply means the river bends. I don't know if your life will become different with boundaries, different feelings, different ways of thinking. Well, the next time some truck driver drives past and some little rock chips your windscreen, to not let it ruin your entire day or fortnight waiting for 2 weeks for a windscreen. And maybe that person that looks exactly like me, who sounds exactly like me, contemplated that idea. And I can only imagine someone like you, who's in tune with your vehicle, has come across so many unusual circumstances where there have been so many extra bumps and rocks, twists and turns. But the truth is, I bet there is a part of you that knows how to make that specific moment cruisy, smooth sailing. And isn't it wonderful to know 10 years into the future, looking back, just how cruisy you made your life. When you're ready to orient yourself back, to your external world, you can stretch out, wriggle your fingers and toes, and open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.